Greetings, I'm Noel Deere. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Our focus today is John chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. Let's begin. After this, a Jewish festival took place, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now that little phrase, after this, that covers a lot of events. We have to remember that John in his gospel is not so much interested with recording a detailed chronological history of the ministry of Christ as much as he is concerned with really communicating the identity and the purpose of Jesus. And so he skips over a lot of material. And here he has skipped over a lot of material, and it's all covered in those two words, after this. He has skipped over what we see in the other three Gospels, Jesus' rejection at Nazareth, Jesus' extended preaching tour, several healings that Jesus performs, the healing of the demon-possessed man, the healing of Peter's mother-in-law, the healing of the leper, the healing of the paralytic, and more. So he really fast-forwards through all of that and tells us that now Jesus is in Jerusalem. Verse 2. By the sheep gate in Jerusalem, there is a pool called Bethesda in Aramaic, which has five colonnades. Now, what's interesting, one interesting thing about this pool is you can visit it today. We know exactly where it is. And it's no longer a pool. There's no water in it, but it has been excavated, and you can stand right there, very near to where Jesus stood when this miracle took place. Verse 3. Within these lay a large number of disabled, blind, lame, and paralyzed. And so sick people would gather at this pool. This pool was apparently fed by an intermittent spring. And so occasionally the waters would bubble up as the spring would provide more water, and then it would be still for a while and it would bubble up again. People believed a myth that these waters had healing power, and especially when they were bubbling up, when the spring would engage. Now, the next verse, this may surprise you, but the next verse, verse 4, if you'll notice, is likely not in your Bible. It's not in most modern Bibles today, but it is in some, and I'll read it to you. I'm reading from the 1900 King James Version. For an angel went down to a certain at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whoever then first, after troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatever disease he had. So there's essentially no debate among Bible scholars that this verse should not be a part of the original Bible. It's excluded from, as I said, most of our modern Bibles. It does not appear in the earliest and the most authoritative Greek manuscripts. It seems to be a note that was added many years later, to explain why these people had gathered at this pool. There was this myth that some angel would stir the waters and the first person in would be healed. That's why people gathered. There's no truth to that. John doesn't say that, but that's the explanation of why this man that Jesus is going to encounter, why this man was present at the pool. Look at verse 5, which is in your Bible. One man was there who had been disabled for 38 years. Now, we don't know the exact nature of his illness. Perhaps he was paralyzed or just too weak to move on his own, but he had been there for a very long time. Verse 6, when Jesus saw him lying there and realized he had already been there for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to get well?" Now, I think we have to be very careful with this. I've heard people read much more into this question than is really there in Scripture. There's no hidden rebuke here from Jesus. There's no psychological analysis. Jesus is not saying, do you really want to get well, or have you become comfortable in this life of dependency? No, Jesus is just simply asking, what do you need? How can I help? Jesus is showing kindness to this man. Verse 7, sir, the disabled man answered, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I'm coming, someone goes down ahead of me. Now, note this man has no understanding of the identity of Jesus or what Jesus offered. He was lost in his disappointment, in his frustration, his anger, and his bitterness. And by the way, this is a common thing. People can get so focused on their problems, they don't recognize when Jesus is seeking to help them. They don't recognize the hope that is right there if they would just reach out. Verse 8, "Get up," Jesus told him, "pick up your mat and walk." Instantly, verse 9, the man got well, picked up his mat, and started to walk. Now that day was the Sabbath. So this is amazing. He had been there for 38 years, and now he picks up his mat and he walks. Jesus healed this man. Jesus instantly and completely healed this man. And Jesus' healing was not contingent upon this man's faith. Do you see that? See, sometimes Jesus made his healing contingent upon faith, and sometimes he didn't. Jesus was not limited by human frailty as he worked the works of God. Sometimes you'll hear people say that if you don't have faith, then God can't do anything. Well, God may choose not to do something, but here Jesus heals even though this man has no faith, no understanding even of who he is conversing with. And then Jesus, notice one more thing about this healing. Jesus healed him permanently. Jesus said, "Take your mat with you." Why would Jesus say that? Because you're not coming back. This healing is permanent. Now, I'm going to pause there, but we're only halfway through the story of this miracle. And so we'll pick up here in our next daily devotion, and we'll finish out this miracle, and we'll celebrate with both this man and with this display of the kindness, the grace, the mercy, and the power of Jesus. Friends, thanks for watching or listening. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like or subscribe buttons. That really helps us get the word out. On your favorite podcasting app, just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. Further info at noeldeer.com. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.